You're listening to The Will McCartney Show with your host, Will McCartney.
Hello, and thank you for listening to The Will McCartney Show. I'm your host, Will McCartney. Okay, my British accent sucks, but there's times where I can get away with it. Thank you for listening to this program. Today's topic is the British Empire and Commonwealth. Yes, mighty Britain. Well, at one point in history, the British Empire was the largest the world has ever seen or known. They had territories, I believe, especially in the 19th and early 20th centuries. They had territories on every continent on the planet. It was said that the sun never sets on the British Empire, and it was true. The empire stretched from Canada and the former U.S. colonies, the Caribbean, they were in South America as well, Guyana, the Falkland Islands, many islands in the Pacific Ocean, of course, the British Isles, Ireland, and Northern Ireland, which is still theirs, many parts of Africa, including Nigeria and Kenya, Rwanda, South Africa, Middle East, they were in the Middle East a lot, India, which is very well known, of course, Hong Kong, Australia, and New Zealand. So definitely they were everywhere. They were way behind the Spaniards and the Portuguese in the 16th century, but they soon caught on and became a power to be reckoned with. There was a first phase of the British Empire, the first British colonial empire, and then there was a second phase in which they became even more powerful as the centuries wore on. By the time Queen Victoria was the head of the monarchy, the British Empire was at its most powerful and complete. Even in the early 20th century, the British had already taken over vast areas of the world. But then the U.S. and Germany were challenging Britain economically. And industrially, Britain was the first industrial power. That is where the Industrial Revolution grew. And unfortunately, because of the two world wars, Britain was wrecked in many ways and had to give up its colonies and territories and power even to the United States and other economic powers like Germany and Japan, which grew tremendously in the 20th century to challenge Britain, especially the United States. So no longer the once mighty British Empire, but definitely still a force and world power to be reckoned with. Britain still is very culturally influential, especially through its music since the 60s with the Beatles and other artists like David Bowie, into the 80s with the second British invasion, and now with artists like Ed Sheeran and Adele. So Britain is still very influential, very powerful, and of course their language, English, which has become the world's most important and used language in terms of science, technology, entertainment, and communication as a whole. And because of the rise of the United States, that has played a big influence on English being in the position it's in now as well. So you cannot deny Britain's influence or power on the world stage historically and into the present day. Of course, there were many atrocities and corrupt activities due to the British Empire. There was a lot of racism, slavery. Africa was practically destroyed. India as well. A lot of India's resources were stolen, and that country was partitioned in terrible ways.
the Middle East as well. So not everything the British touch was for good or for kindness or for betterment. You know, the British were not always the civilizing, benevolent force they wanted to be known as. And many of their atrocities have been swept under the rug, unlike the Spaniards, who have been very maligned and mistreated by history as evil and sadistic and cruel to the natives. The British Empire has been, often seen as much more good and giving, like the United States in the current era with democracy and stuff, which is a total bunch of hogwash because any power is usually going to be corrupt, no matter who it is. So, but we can discuss that at a later date. Anyway, this has been an interesting little program on the British Empire and Commonwealth and the legacy. Good or bad, they were a superpower at one point and are still a power. So don't mess with Britain. Thanks again for listening. If you have any questions or comments or suggestions, please post them on Facebook if you know me. If not, you can email me at lozbeatles@gmail.com, lozbeatles@gmail.com. The British Empire, what do you think? Was it good overall, or was it just another corrupt human endeavor that had its day and it is, still having its day? Because obviously the Anglo-American world, their culture still influences the planet. Up to its history is very subjective, at times. Tune in again next time for our next subject. I don't know what that will be, but I'm sure it will be interesting, as all of them have been. I thank you for taking your time to listen, if you're actually listening. And I will hopefully catch you again. Cheerio.
Thanks again for listening to The Will McCartney Show. Tune in again next time.